Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. Here, here, here on the second day, the second day, the second day of Shavuot. Right here, here, here in the season. Harvest, Pentecost Day, Pentecost, 50th day. According to the Brit Chadash, the New Covenant, Feast of the Holy Spirit in that upper room of Zion. So here, here, here on the podcast, the broadcast right here, here we're still observing. Here, Shavuot, Shavuot, harvest, the Feast of Weeks, the Shabuah, Shabuah Tov, have a strong, a good Shabuah here. We counted seven Sabbaths, seven Shabuahs, seven Strongs, complete. Coming to Shavuot, here, here, the 50th day. So here, we're on the second day of this Shavuot right here, this strong, this week right here, second day. First day for the Sunday, we had Shavuot, the morrow after the seventh Shabbat, the seventh Sabbath. 49, 7 times 7, 49 plus 1. Now, what we notice in our research that some of the churches, some Christian, Orthodox, other churches, they actually observe the Feast of the Holy Spirit, as we have in Acts of the Apostles. Many of them observe it actually on the Monday. Kind of interesting. I guess that's what the, you know, kind of new way of certain churches recounting, you know, or we say it's miscounting, but regarding the first day resurrection, that was the first day that they call Sunday as the Shabbat day, right? But in the true church and the professing church, you know, kept properly, we know that it's the first day. It's the Sunday, what's known as the Sunday. We call it the first day. But here we're at the second day of this Shabuah. Also, we have the 36 Torah reading and feeding, Be'ha'alotika. Be'ha'alotika. Ha'alotika. When you step up, when you aliyah, when you go up, when you step up to light the lights, to light the lights right here for this third reading here in the fourth book of Moshe here. We're in the wilderness. In Hebrew, we know the fourth book known as Numbers, the book of Numbers as Bamidbar. Now, it's interesting, and hopefully we have time and opportunity to illuminate on some of the mystical, the metaphysical, the sacred geometrical numbers that we find in the fourth book of Moshe. Come, make a reason on that. But here, brothers and sisters and brothers, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, we have Psalm 58, which is also an interesting psalm considering, you know, the reason for the season. So here in the upper room of Zion, here for... We call this harvest second day. This is the harvest second day because it's the first day, the Ehud, the Yom HaRishon, that's called by the Gentiles Sunday, that the harvest or the feast, the festival of weeks, according to what we have written in HaTorah, namely Leviticus chapter 23 here for the fourth, right, the fourth of the seven appointments, feasts, festivals of Yahuwah, of Jehovah here in the season. Here in the second of the three times in the year where all the males of Yisrael are to appear in the place that he sets his name. So for I and I, that's in spirit and in truth. So joy, joy, joy. Chag Shavuot Sameach. And yes, it is a Yom Tov. It's a good day.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Before God.
Yes! Rastafari.
Yes!
Rastafari.
Yes!
Rastafari.
And it's still in the theme, Chabarim, the Holy Spirit, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Some look at this as the baptism. As John the Baptist spoke, you know, even concerning the Moshiach, Yeshua HaNotri, as he spoke, speaking about, well, he baptized with water, but the one that come after him will baptize with Holy Spirit and fire. Here, as it is written, even in Acts of the Apostles, namely in chapter 2, like to bring out a couple of reasons there, but we also have certain word sound for the harvest. See, the harvest in the first type was when the Israelites had reached, when they reached Mount Sinai. So in the Hebrew, we could say the Old Testament or at the groundation. We look at the pattern view. It's 50 days. I liberating 50 days after the Exodus when the Bnei Yisrael, the Israelites, reach Har Sinai, Mount Sinai, and the giving of HaTorah, the giving of the Torah, particularly the Esaret HaDebarim, the 10 words, the 10 commandments at Har Sinai. Here we have the birth of a nation. Here we have the first constitution. We can say the first written constitution, right, to the Hebrews, in particular to the children of Israel. Then we look at this pattern, and we see the pattern's fulfilled in the Brit Chadasha 50 days after 2-7-7 Shabbats plus one day after the resurrection of the Moshiach, Yeshua HaNotri, Jesus of Nazareth. Now we have an overflow from the previous Torah reading and feeding, the second here in the fourth book. So we're at the 36 for this Shavuot, but we have a little overflow from the 35th for Naso. Naso, lift up, or take the sum. The KJV says take the sum. The Hebrew, Naso et Rosh, lift up the head, lift up your consciousness. So here in the season of harvest season, harvest time, irritical harvesting, spirit harvesting. But what does that mean in practical, right? In the practical application, right? We're looking at the spiritual aspect, the historical aspect, the scriptural aspect, but there's also a practical aspect that we can receive in reality right now, and that is that seed of the word. How is it growing in the ground of our being? What sort of harvest of the nine fruits of the Holy Spirit do we find in I and we? You know, so as we bring our fruit forward, right, the nine fruits of the Holy Spirit, we're going to pick up with Galatians chapter 5, I think 21, 22. Yes, after this here, Don Carlos, a Rhema tune right here, on Shavuot, right, second day, Shavuot, moon day right here.
Jah shall clean out the bad seeds, yeah, and separate them from the good, cause the day of harvest is near. Whoa, 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 whoa. Jah shall clean out the bad seeds, yeah, and separate them from the good, cause the day of harvest is near.
Ufri ha ruachu ahava shimcha wit shalom oreka ruach uanedibut wit chesed we emunna wa inna wa uferishut le negeda ose eile aino torah. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. Ufri haruach hu ahava. Ahaba, ahaba, ahaba. Love, ahava. Someone say ahava, ahaba. Ufri haruach hu ahaba. Shimcha wi shalom orek ruach ua nedibut. We chesed, we emunah, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. Ahaba, shimcha, shimcha,
shimcha,
joy,
joy.
We shalom, and shalom, and peace. Orek ruach, orek ruach, being long spirited. In the Barita Yeshana, we use the phrase long nose, short nose, being easily angry, long nose, like long spirit. Oreka payim, we have this in the Hadbarim, the words. Orek ruach, orek, long ruach, long spirit. Ua nebi, nedibut, u nedibut, u nedivut, u nedibut, nedibut, nedibut. What is nedibut? The kindness, and chesed, love, loving kindness. We have goodness, the chesed is goodness, is kindness, is in essence generosity, nedibut, generosity, is being generous. We emuna, faith. Emuna, faith. Wa inawa, gentleness, inawa, wa inawa. Ufarishut, self-control, temperance. Ufarishut, le neged, ose, eile, ein, Torah. Against such things. Le neged, ose, eile, there is no law. Le neged ose heile hain Torah. Hain Torah. There is no law. There's no law against these nine. Let's count them. The nine fruits of the ruach, of the spirit. Ufri ha ruach hu. Ahava. Love. But the fruit. Ufri, free. We say bamrinya, free, fruit. Ufri, ha ruach, fruit of ha the ruach, fruit of the spirit. Who he it? Who ahava is love. Simcha, joy. We shalom oreka ruach ua nedibuta we chesed we emuna wa inawa uforishuta lineged ose eile ein Torah. So these nine, what's nine? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. What are they? Ahaba, simcha, we shalom. Love, joy, peace. Ahava, simcha, with shalom. Love, joy, peace. Orek ruach, Dibuta wechaseda weimuna. Patience, and kindness, goodness, faithfulness, wa inawa, gentleness, ufrishut, and temperance and self-control. Lit neged ose eile ein Torah. Against these things, there is no Torah. There's no direction, instruction against these things. The fruits, the true fruits, the fruits of the Spirit. Ufri ha aruach, hu ahaba simcha, with shalom, orek aruach, u anedibuta, with chesed, we aimuna, wa enawa, ufrishut, lineged ose eile, ein Torah.
Jaja, give me choo choo, low. Jaja, give me choo love. I need no touch no more. Jaja, give me choo love. I need no touch no more. And once I was like a woman in sheep on the
the Almighty Eye. I mean, big bad sound like justice. This is Sizzla Kalonja passing through.
So much love to all my friends. Much love to all my friends. Much love to all my friends. Much love to all my friends.
So we have chapter 5 of Galatians, and we zoom into verses 22 and 23, especially, where it speaks of the Christian, the Meshachawian, the character of HaMoshiach, of Christos, of the Christ, is produced by the Ruach HaKadosh, by the Holy Spirit, by the Memphis Kedus, the Isla Iron, not by self-effort. Once again, the Christian, the Christosawi, the Christ character, let this mind be in you. That the Christian, the true Rastafarian, or the true new name, the living name, the true Christ man character is produced by the Isla Iris, by the Holy Spirit, not by self-effort. This is what we zoom in, especially during this time, this season, the cycle spiritual harvest. So on the fulfillment, we have the five cycle of the Ha-Omer, the Omer account, the sheaf of wheat, right, according to the temporal, according to the natural type, even as a sign lesson, learning to read the Hebrew mythos, the sign language, now in the Brit Chadasha, in the renewed covenant, the Hadis Al-Kidan, the renewed word agreement in the King of Kings Christ, what does the feast in the upper room, that's the place, the point of place, the upper room of Sion, of Zion, what does that mean to I and I, Chabarim? And also, how does Acts of the Apostles, especially chapter 2, bring out the groundation for us? But here, we had sought to cause and have one to give ear to the reasoning from Galatians. Right, so there may be fruit, right? The true nine fruits, right? What are the nine fruits of the Spirit of Ha-Ruach? What are these nine? Right? According to Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. There is no Torah against such. Ufri ha-ruach hu, ahaba, simcha, with shalom, orek ruach, u nedibut, we chesed, we emuna, wa nawa, ufarishuta lineged ose hele hain Torah, ufri haruach, hu, and the fruit, ufri, translated here KJV, but the fruit, ufri, but the fruit, the free, puri, the fruit, ha ruach. Ha, the ruach, the irid, the spirit, and the fruit, but the fruit of ha ruach, who, he, it is ahaba. What is ahaba? From the ahava, love. But the fruit and the fruit, ufri ha ruach, hu, ahaba, simcha, with shalom. First three fruit of the nine fruits of ha ruach, love, joy and peace. Ahaba simcha with shalom. The fruit. Ufri haruachu. Ahaba simcha with shalom. Love, joy, peace. Ahaba, love. Simcha, joy, happiness. With shalom and shalom. Long suffering, gentleness, goodness and faith. Oreka ruach. U nedibut, we chesed, we emuna, long suffering, orek, ruach, ruach, being long irated, long spirited, orek apayim, being long nose in the archaic Hebrew word sound, being long nose, long winded. Take a breath, orek ruach. Un nedibut. What's nedibut? Gentleness or generosity, being willingness. Nedibut. Un nedibut. With chesed. Goodness. Chesed. Loving kindness. Chesed. We emuna, and the true amen, the true admittance, the true faith, emuna, meekness and temperance. Wa inawa, ufarishut. Wa inawa. What is inawa? Meekness. Inawa, humbleness. Meekness. Inawa. Ufarishut. Temperance, free shoot, self-control. Against such there is no law. Le neged ose eile ein Torah. Le neged, and in opposition to ose eile, in opposition to doing these, ose eile, Olse, doing eile, doing these, ain Torah, ain Torah, ain Torah. Ain, none, no Torah, no direction, instruction against doing any of these. And what are these? These are the fruits, right? The nine fruits of HaRuach. Ufri HaRuach, Hu, Ahaba, Simcha, with Shalom, Rek Ruach. Una dibuta wechesed wa emuna wa nawa ufurishu talineged ose ele ein Torah. There is no direction and instruction. There's no law. See, this area of scripture is very, very interesting as an allegory at the beginning of Galatians and even the whole book of Galatians. What do we have here in Galatians? Right? We have in Galatians there were the false so-called brethren. Right? Some call them the Judaizers. Right, the Pharisaicalizers, the like the ultra-Orthodox, so to speak, even of these days. Like the Judaizers, the false brethren, they made circumcision, they made the fleshy circumcision a condition of salvation. See, it's not saying that that was not something that was told to the Yehudi, the Jews, and the B'nai Yisrael, but they made it a condition to all, right? The fleshy circumcision, a condition of salvation. You have to over what's being said. When we're talking about the covenant, we're talking about salvation, preservation. They put it as a stumbling block to the King of Kings, Christ's true way. So we see in here, there's a context right here, right? We had an allegory, a likeness, an example being addressed to those who were justified or feeling themselves really right and righteous, but they were immature. They were immature mitmanan, immature amanyot, immature admitters, believers. We have this in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. They were under the influence, right, of pseudo-teachers. Some call them legalistic. They use these kind of terminologies in the Western Gentile Christianities, right? But they were those who desired to be under the law, to be under the law. You know, like those who talk about legalize this, legalize that. By whose law? By whose law is it legalized? Legalized, lie, right? And has, therefore, no application to the Chatiatenyo, to the Chatiatenya, to the Akar of the Akar, one falling short, missing the mark, lacking, that's seeking justification, seeking the right, the righteous, right, relationship. See, it raises and answers for the fifth time in this one epistle right here. We're at what, chapter 5? I get to chapter 5 of Galatians. For the fifth time in this epistle, there's a question, is the Amanya, is the Mitmanan, is the Amena, the Yeya and Amena, under, keyword, under HaTorah? Are they under law, or are I and I in laws? Are you under law? So here, bringing this question again, and bringing out also here the fruit, right? The fruit of the true Menfis Kedus, Holy Spirit, Ila Irit, the harvesting, even in that upper room, the upper room of Sion, the upper chamber of heart and mind. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Live by the Torah and the wicked a go crumble. Baby Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by Baby Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by the Torah and the wicked a go crumble.
And when they would come in, they went up into an upper room. Upper room. Upper room. They went up into an upper room. Upper room. Upper room. Upper room. Upper room. Upper room. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Before God.
Rastafari.
For my next number, I'd like to return to the classics.
We are one in the spirit. We are one in the truth. We are one in the God. We are one in the flesh. And together we spread the news. Blessed are you, Lord. Oh,
So here, let's go over once again for the reason for the season right here. Here, day two of Shavuot, day two, especially for those in other regions outside of that 1040 area, you know, between the rivers, River Nile, River Ethiopia, River Euphrates, just by that particular land right there. We have day two right here. Say something, I and I be loved.
So much love to all my friends. So much love to all my friends. When I say more, you say fire. More fire.
King Selassie is the Almighty Eye. I mean, big bad sound like justice. This is Sister Kalonji passing through.
So much love to all my friends. Much love to all my friends. Much love to all my friends. Much love to all my friends.
Much love to all my friends. He went right up with the Torah reading over the After Shabbat podcast for Naso, for the Shabbat Naso. And then on the first day service, a.k.a. the Sunday service, we had the Shavuot, and we zoomed in on Herut, on the book of Ruth, and the five cycle and the metaphysical connection. I hope the item received that well right there, there, there. But there was one thing that we had neglected. It's a Torah reading for the first day. We have for the second day. So let's just catch up right here, 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 here on Shavuot. Monday, yes, I. We have the first day called Sunday here on the moon day right here.
Yeah. That's right. Everybody to around the wicked that go crumble. Baby Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them trimble. Live by the Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them trimble. Live by the two around the wicked that go crumble. Baby Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Hold right over Torah, the Torah for Shavuot day one, and also for here for day two. Let's ride it with the evening psalm here, appointed according to the royal order here for the second day, a.k.a. for the Monday, what's called Monday by the Gentiles here, the second day of the Shavuot, second day of the 7 days, known as the Strong. Yes, I. Rastafari.
Psalm 48. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, forever,
yes, yes, forever. No debt, no debt. Yes, I, no debt. Credit. Yeah, the credit. King of Kings, Christ, no debt. In fact, in Psalm 48, it says, he'll be our guide to death in the KJV translation. That's an error in the translation. Compare that diligently with the Hebrew. Also in the Septuagint and in the King of Kings Bible, there's no death. He'll be our guide itinually, eternally, forever. But the key word in the Monday or second day psalm, the evening psalm, Psalm 48, is that Zion, that Zion theme. That's the upper room of Zion.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren.
Prayer and supplication with the woman and Mariam, the mother of Yeshua. Yes, I, Rastafari.
In the upper room. In the upper room.
In the Christian tradition, based on Acts 1:13, the upper room was said to be the site of the Last Supper, i.e. the cenacle. But it was not the upper room found in Mark 14:15 and Luke 22:12 is the site of the Last Supper. However, the upper room in Zion, Acts 1:13, located on Mount Zion in the city of Dawit, was the usual place where the apostles of Adonai Baruch stayed in Jerusalem. And according to the Rastafari Encyclopedia, based upon Acts 2:42, as it is written, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and breaking of bread and in prayers. It was thus the first church of the Nazarene, our black master and savior, Jesus Christ, and said by many to be the first Christian church, Christian church, Christian church, Christian church.
Righteous apostle serving the Almighty, come rally round your throne, rally round the
judge. Yes. Apologies, brothers and sisters. The mic was on mute right there. We were just saying that was a little overview right there to the upper room of Zion. That audio just before the Luciano Orthodox chant right there. The upper room of Zion, the distinction of that upper room from the upper room, right, of the Last Supper, you know, with the chalice, the bread, and the cup, yes, I, from the upper room of Zion, as they gathered in the upper room, Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, chapter 2, right there, from the old to the new, right, from the old to the new, keeping it in the irid, in the Holy Spirit, and keeping it true. So here, make it right up right here for day one of Shavuot, the reading here, as we recognize what does Shavuot. Shavuot is a Hebrew for weeks, like a week is 7 days, a Shavua, and then the plural in the Hebrew, Shavuot. Some other Jews might say from the Eastern European enunciation, Shavuot. In the Hebrew, it's Shavuot, weeks. We have that as harvest. It's the second of the three times in the year where, according to the covenant, according to the command, all the males of Yisrael are to appear in the place and in the Brit Chadasha sense in spirit and in truth. So here on the air and in the irid, make us right up day one, Shavuot, and here for the day two here on the Rastafari podcast here, what we call the Ministry Monday podcast. We call this the Shavuot Monday podcast right here.
Uno righteous apostle serving the Almighty could rally round Jah's room, rally round the justice cell, cause that soon bar must go down, and justice wear the crown. Justice will be ready now.
Justice! Now eat it!
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai
Echad. So here is the reading here for day one, commemorating reaching Mount Sinai, Har Sinai, the giving of the 10 words, Pat Torah, the 10 commandments. I just recognize this right here. For the Rastafari called chosen and faithful according to the teaching of His Majesty, just His words of His Majesty here when asked on advice for young people of this time. You know, it's interesting here in Numbers, we get where the generation that came out, that Jah brought out, he was not well pleased. They kept testing him, you know, kept testing him. Can he do this? Can he do that? He's doing it and they're still doubting. They're discrediting him. They're not crediting him. In other words, what ones will say, they're not believing, but more actively, they were discrediting him. And so he was looking forward for the new, right, for the new generation. So it's interesting. It's ironic or ironic, you know, as it may be, that his master was asked, well, what is the advice? The king Messiah was asked, what's the advice to young people of this time? And here is what he says. Yes, I ask.
My advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. Fulfill the Ten Commandments. Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Ma Yisrael, Ma Yisrael, Ma Yisrael, Ma
Yisrael. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
So here for day one of Shavuot, of harvest. We recall this right here. Hear this here. Yes, sir.
And here, Shema Yisrael. Here. Here for the Revi'i, here for the fourth Aliyah, here for this Shabbat Yitro. Here picking up the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus here, Exodus chapter 19. For the Revi'i, here for the fourth Aliyah, fourth of offering up, the fourth reading here. For this Shabbat, Yitro, Sabbath, Jethro, redemption, third item experience, the ninth stage of the journey, the ninth stage of the tribe, Yisrael, Israel at Sinai, Israel at Sinai. Ba Chodesh Ha Shalishi Lutz Eita Bnei Yisrael Ne Eretz Mitzrayim Bayom Hazeh Ba'u Midbar Sinai. In the third month, the third
year,
when the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, were gone forth out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the land of Egypt, the same day came they into the wilderness of Sinai. The wilderness, the Midbar of Sinai. Ba Chodesh HaChelishi, in the third month. Le'eta B'nei Yisrael, Rael. After the children of Israel were gone forth, Ne'eretz Mitzrayim, out of the Eretz, out of the land. Ne'eretz Mitzrayim, out of the land of Egypt. Bayom Hazeh, in the day. Hazeh, this, the same day. Bayom Hazeh Ba'u, they came. Midbar Sinai. came they into the Midbar of Sinai, 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 Sinai. For they were departed from Rephidim and were come to the desert of Sinai and had pitched in the wilderness in the Midbar. And they, Israel, Israel, camped before the mount, 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 the mount. Why Yisru me Rephidim, why Yovaru Midbar Sinai, why Yachinu ba Midbar, why Yechan Sham Israel Neged, Neged, Har, 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 Neged. Redemption, third item, experience. Grace, given up for law. Verse 3. And Moshe and Moses went up to Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, and Yahuwah Jehovah called to him out of the mountain, saying, thus, like this, shalt thou say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children, the sons of Yisrael, 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 U Moshe Allah, il ha-Elohim, wa yikra elayo, Yahuwah, min ha-har lemor, koh tomar, Le veita Yaakov, we pageda livnei Yisrael. Ye, y'all, have seen what I did to the Mitzrayim, to the Egyptians, and how I bear you on eagle's wings, eagle's wings, eagle's wings, eagle's wings, eagle's wings, and brought you all to myself, self, 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 self. Atem. Ritem asher ositi le mitzrayim. Wa esa etkem al kansei nisharim. Wa avi etkem elai. Now, therefore, if y'all will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then ye, then y'all shall be a peculiar treasure to me, to I, above all people, for all the earth mine, and ye and y'all shall be to me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation. These, the words which thou, the I, shall speak to the Bnei Yisrael, to the children, to the sons of Yisrael, 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 Yisrael. Atem Reitem, asher asiti le Mitzrayim, wa esa etkem al kanfeya nisharim, wa avi etkem elai. We ata im shamoa tishamu bikoli, ushamartem eta biriti, we heitem li, se gula Mi kol ha-amin. Ki li kol ha-aret, aret, 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 aret. Ye y'all have seen what I did to the Mitzrayim, how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought y'all to myself, to thyself. Now, therefore, the ata, now, therefore, we ata, im, shamoa, tishamu, if y'all will hearken and hearing here, shamoa tishamu bikoli, if y'all will hearken here in hearing shamoa tishamu bikoli to my voice, to my voice indeed, ua shamartem etabriti, and keep and guard. Ushamartem, and keep and guard, ushamartem eta briti, and keep thy covenant. Wehiyitem li, then ye, then y'all shall be mine. Segula, 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 segula. Wehiyitem, Vahitam, and y'all will be li for me.
Sagul,
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 mine
own
treasure.
Sagula, Mikolaha Amin, from all, from among all peoples. Ki li kol ha'aret, for all the earth is mine. Vahitam, tihiyu li, mamlekata kohanim. We goya adosha el hadvarim asher titaber el bnei Yisrael. These are the words. El hadvarim. These are the words asher titaber that thou shalt speak el bnei Yisrael. To the B'nai, to the sons, to the B'nai, to the children. El B'nai Yisrael. To the children, the sons of Yisrael.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
Yes. On the first day, previous first day podcast, for the Shavuot, for harvest, Rastafari Pentecost, the 50th day here, the Iritical harvesting, we zoomed in on Ruth. I'd like to touch on Ruth again. Ruth, those four chapters right there, as one of the pointed readings, even connecting the New Testament, what Paul is saying to Timothy regarding the parchments and scrolls and why these scrolls are very, very important amongst them. We have Ruth here, a pointed reading for the harvest as it connects with the reason for the season, the harvest theme right here, here, here. Now we have the fire key. We have the fire key offering. Let's bring that up. That also goes along with the reading and feeding right there. Fire key right here is it's numbers, yes? So we have numbers, right? This is the fire key for day one and day two right here, here, here. It's from Numbers chapter 28, verses 16 to 31. Here, 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 the offering.
Also, in the day of the first fruits, when ye bring a new meat offering unto the Lord, after your weeks be out, ye shall have an holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work. But ye shall offer the burnt offering for a sweet savor unto the Lord, two young bullocks, one ram, seven lambs of the first year, and their meat offering of flour mingled with oil, 3/10 deals unto one bullock, 2/10 deals unto one ram, a several tenth deal unto one lamb throughout the seven lambs, and one kid of the goats to make an atonement for you. Ye shall offer them beside the continual burnt offering and his meat offering. They shall be unto you without blemish. And their drink offerings.
Word time, offering, the calves of thine lips, words of thine mouth, and meditation of thine heart. Here, 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 yes, sir. So I bring thine eye forward right here. Let's just go over the reading for day one and day two. Here we're at day two. Day one, first day that the Gentiles call Sunday. No, it's the first day. It's tomorrow after the Shabbat. And after the seventh Shabbat, 49 days plus one, that brings a sense of 50th day in New Testament, Koine Coptic Greek, Pentecoste. So we have Exodus chapter 19, verse 1 to chapter 20, verse 23. Yes. Chapter 20, verse 23. Hold. Pray to I think that, okay, we get that right there. That reading there is also part of the Jethro reading. So the Jethro Torah portion reading of feeding, I think the 17th, that was actually the first part of it. So here we have to go live right here. just to fulfill right here, fulfill all righteousness right here in the season, and also to give ear. So let's go to Exodus. Exodus chapter, we read chapter 19. That was 19 there. So we have to chapter 20 to verse 23, and this is the giving of the 10. The giving of the 10 words. In the Hebrew, we know it as the 10 words, 10 words. And it's kind of a mistranslation, say, the 10 commandments. It's really one command, but it's often commonly referred to as the 10 commandments. So right here we have Exodus, the 10 words, Exodus chapter 20, right? Exodus chapter 20 right here. Bashem Ha'ab wa Habim Raha Kadosh Yahuwah Ahad, the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, he who be, who he be, Jehovah the One. Here, Exodus Shemot, here, the Kaf chapter, the Kaf, Hebrew alphanumeric, Kaf chapter XX, chapter 20. And God spoke all these words, saying, Why daber Elohim et kol ha debarim ha'ele lemor. I am he who be we be, thy Elohim, who brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Anoki Yahuwah Eloheka Asher ho feitika me eretza mitraima. Mi beit ibadim. Thou, I, shalt have no other gods, no other Elohim before me. Lo yihye leka Elohim acharim al panai. Thou shalt not make to thee a graven image, nor any manner of likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Lo ta'iseh lika fesel v'kol t'munah asher b'shamayim amim al wa asher ba'areta mitachat wa asher ba'mayi mitachata la aret. Here, verse 5, thou shalt not bow down to them nor serve them, for I, he who be thy Elohim, am a zealous Elohim, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. Lo tisha tachwe lahem wi lo ta abdem ki anoki Yahuwah Eloheka el kana poked avon ba abot. Poked avon abot ala banima ala shilashima wa ala ribeima li sonai, them that hate I, and showing mercy to the thousandth generation of them that love I, and keep my commandments. With ose chesed la alafima le ohabaya ula shomrei mitzotai. Thou shalt not take the name of Yahuwah, he who be thy Elohim, in vain, for Yahuwah will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Lo tisa et shem Yahuwah Eloheka lashawah, ki lo yenakeh Yahuwah et asher yisa et shemo La Shaul. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, to keep it set apart. Zakor et Yoma HaShabbat LeKadsho. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. Sheshet Yamim Ta Eboda We Asita Kola Me Laketeka. But the seventh day is the Sabbath to Yahuwah, he who be your Elohim, thy Elohim. In it thou shalt not do any manner of work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gate. Wiyom ha shebi Shabbat la Yahuwah Eloheka lo taise kol me'alaka ata u binka u biteka abdeka wa amateka uwa be hemateka we gerika asher bisha. Bisha Areka. For in six days Yahuwah Jehovah made the heaven and the earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore Yahuwah Jehovah blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it and set it apart. Ki Sheshet Yamim Asa Yahuwah et ha-shamayim ve-et ha-aretz et ha-yam ve-et kol asher bam v'yayanach bayom ha-shvi'i al kein baraka Yahuwah et yom ha-shabbat v'yakadshehu. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which Yahuwah Eloheka Jehovah he who be thy Elohim giveth thee. Kabed et abika ve'et imeka lema'ana ya'erikuna yameka ala ha'adam asher Yahuwah Eloheka notena lak. Thou shalt not murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not be a false witness against thy neighbor. Lo tirzach. Lo tinaf. Lo tignog. Lo ta ane bireika shaker. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou, the eye male, shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Lo tachmoda beta re'eka. Lo tachmoda esheta re'eka. We abdo. Wa amato. We shoro. Wa chemoro. We call asher li re'eka. And all the people perceived the thunderings and the lightnings and the voice of the horn and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they trembled and stood afar off. We call ha'am roim et ha kolota we eta ha lapidima we eta kola ha shofar we eta ha hara ashen wayare haam waya nuu waya amdu me rahok. And they said to Moses, to Moshe, speak thou the I with us, with I, and we, I and I will hear. But let not Elohim speak with us, lest we die. Wayomru Ella Moshe, Daberata Imanu, we Nisha Ma'ah, we Allah, ye Dabera Imanu. Elohim, Pena, Namut. And Moses said to the people, fear not, for Elohim has come to prove you, that his fear, his reverence, his respect may be before you, that y'all sin not, that y'all don't uck up. Wayomer Moshe el ha'am, ala tirau, al tirau. Fear not, al tirau, fear you not, al tirau ki, le ba abura, nasota, etikema ba, ha Elohima, ua ba ebura, tehiye, yira ato, ala penekema, le bilitia. And the people stood afar off, but Moses drew near to the thick darkness where Elohim was. Wayamoda ha'ama merachoka u'moshe nigash ilaha Rafael Asher Sham Ha Elohim. And Yahuwah Jehovah said to Moshe, thus, like this, thou shalt say to the children of Israel, ye all yourselves have seen that I have talked with you from heaven, from Shemayim. Wayomer Yahuwah El Moshe Koh Tomar El Bnei Yisrael Atem Re'item Ki Amina Hashemayim Dibar Tia Iya Makem. Ye all shall not make with me God Elohim of silver or God Elohim of gold. Ye all shall not make to you. Law Ta isun, loka isuna, iti, Eloheya kesefa, walohei, zahab, lo, ta isu, lakem. And altar of earth thou shalt make to me, to I, and shall sacrifice thereon thy burnt offerings and thy peace offerings, thy sheep and thy oxen, in every place where I cause my name to be mentioned, I will come to thee. I will come to the eye and bless and prosper and increase the eye. Mizbach Adama ta eseh li v'zabachta Alayoa eta oloteka we eta shelameka eta tsonaka we eta bekarka bekola hamakoma ashara azikira eta shemia abo eleka ua beraketika. And if thou make me an altar of stone, thou shalt not build it of hewn stones, For if thou lift up thy tool up on it, thou, the eye, has profaned it. Weim mizbach abanim ta'iseli lo kibneh etahen za gazit gazit. Slicker, slicker. Ani lechozia, repeat. Weim mizbach abanim ta'iseli lo kibneh etahen gazita kia. Harabika he nafta aleha wata halalaha. Neither shalt thou go up by steps to mine altar, that thy nakedness be not uncovered thereon. Willo ta ille. Bir ma elot ala miza bechi asher lo tia gale erawateka alayo. Here, kabur la kalu, kabur la densu, kabur la hailu. Glory be to word, glory be to the sound, glory be to the power, kabur la binu, le melkenu, glory be to our father, our king. Kabur la kalu, we hala salasi, but Bashem Yeshua HaMoshiach, in the name of Yeshua HaMoshiach, the King of Kings Christ. Yes, I, here, just a full of full, right here. And again, words lie in thy mouth, meditation lie in thy heart, here, fire key offering.
Also, in the day of the first fruits, when ye bring a new meat offering unto the Lord, after your weeks be out, ye shall have an holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work. But ye shall offer the burnt offering for a sweet savor unto the Lord, 2 young bullocks, 1 ram, 7 lambs of the first year, and their meat offering of flour mingled with oil, 3/10 deals unto 1 bullock, 2/10 deals unto 1 ram, a several tenth deal unto 1 lamb throughout the 7 lambs, and 1 kid of the goats to make an atonement for you. Ye shall offer them beside the continual burnt offering and his meat offering. They shall be unto you without blemish. And their drink offerings.
Yes. I'm going to ride up right here, with the reading here for day two, just to seal up right here for the
season. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. For thee as incense. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. As incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Here we have Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 22, to chapter 16, verse 17.
Name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. One he who be, we be. Fifth book of Moshe, Hebrew book of Deuteronomy. For the Shemini Atzeret, Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 22, to Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 17. Begin in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, one he who be, we be. This book of Moshe, Hebrew book of Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 22. Asera te asera etakola te buat zarekta hayotze ha sade shana shana. Thou shalt truly tithe all the increase of thy seed, that the field bringeth forth shana shana, year by year. And thou shalt eat lifnei Yahuwah Eloheka, before he who be, we be, thy Elohim, in the place which he shall choose to place Shemo, his name, Sham, there. The tithe of thy corn, of thy wine, and of thy oil, and the firstlings of thy herds and of thy flocks, that thou mayest learn to fear, that thou mayest learn to reverence, that thou mayest learn to respect Yahweh Eloheka, he who be who he be, his divine majesty, thy Elohim, always. And if the way be too long for thee, so that thou art not able to carry it, or if the place be too far from the eye, which Yahweh Eloheka, he who be who he be, his divine majesty, thy Elohim, shall choose to set Shemo, Sham, his name there. When Yahweh Eloheka hath blessed thee, then thou shalt turn it into money and bind up the money in thine hand, and shall go to the place which Yahweh Eloheka, he who be who he be, his divine majesty, thy Elohim, shall choose. And thou shalt bestow that money for whatsoever thy soul lusteth after, for oxen, or for sheep, or for wine, or for strong drink, or for whatsoever thy soul desireth. And thou shalt eat there, and thou shalt rejoice, thou and thine household, and the Levite that is within thy gates. Thou shalt not forsake him, for he hath no part nor inheritance with thee, At the end of 3 years, thou shalt bring forth all the tithe of thine increase, the same shana, the same year, and shall lay it up within thy gates. And the Levite, because he hath no part nor inheritance with thee, and the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widow, which are within thy gates, shall come, and shall eat, and be satisfied, that Yahweh Eloheka, he who be we be, his divine majesty, thy Elohim, may bless thee, in all the work of thine hand, which thou doest. Hebrew Book of Moshe, 5th Book, Deuteronomy, Chapter 15, the Sabbatic Year, the Sabbatical Year. At the end of every 7 years, thou shalt make a release. And this is the man of the release. Every creditor that lendeth aught to his neighbor shall release it. He shall not exact it of his neighbor or of his brother, because it is called Yahweh's, he who be who he be, Yahweh's release. Of a foreigner thou mayest exact it again. But that which is thine with thy brother, thine hand shall release, save except when there shall be no poor among you. For the Yahweh shall greatly bless thee, in the land which the Yahweh thy Elohim giveth thee, for an inheritance to possess it. Only if thou carefully hearken to the voice of the Yahweh, he who be, who he be, thy Elohim, to observe to do all these commandments which I command thee this day. For the Yahweh thy Elohim blesseth thee, as he promised thee, and thou shalt lend to many nations, but thou shalt not borrow, and thou shalt reign over many nations, many goyim, but they shall not reign over thee, If there be among you a poor man of one of thy brethren within any of thy gates in the land which the Yahweh thy Elohim giveth thee, thou shalt not harden thine heart nor shut thine hand from thy poor brother, but thou shalt open thine hand wide to him and shalt surely lend him sufficient for his need in that which he wanteth. Because, beware that there be not a thought in thy wicked, thy ratchet heart, saying, the seventh year, the year of release, is at hand, and thine eye be evil against thy poor brother, and thou givest him naught. And he cry to the Yahweh against thee, and it be sin, chatiat, akri, forfeiture, lack to the eye. Thou shalt surely give him, and thine heart shall not be grieved when thou givest to him, because that for this thing the Yahweh thy Elohim shall bless thee, in all thy works, and in all that thou puttest thine hand to. For the poor shall never cease out of the land. Therefore I command thee, saying, thou shalt open thine hand wide to thy brother, to thy poor, and to thy needy, in thy land. And if thy brother
an Hebrew man or an Hebrew woman. Be sold to the eye and serve the eye 6 years. Then in the seventh year thou shalt let him go free from the eye. And when thou sendest him out free from the eye, thou shalt not let him go away empty. Thou shalt furnish him liberally out of thy flock and out of thy floor and out of thy winepress of that wherewith the Yahweh thy Elohim hath blessed the eye. Thou shalt give to him, and thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondman in the land of Mitzrayim, in the land of Egypt. And the Yahweh thy Elohim redeemed the eye. Therefore, I command the eye this thing today. The perpetual servant, verse 16. And it shall be, if he say to the eye, I will not go away from the eye, because he loveth the eye and thine house, because he is well with the eye. Then thou shalt take an awl and thrust it through his ear to the door, and he shall be thy servant forever. And also to thy maidservant thou shalt do likewise. It shall not seem hard to the eye when thou sendest him away free from the eye, for he hath been worth a double hired servant to thee in serving thee 6 years. And the Yahweh thy Elohim shall bless the eye in all that thou doest. All the firstling males that come of thy herd and of thy flock thou shalt sanctify to the Yahweh, he who be his divine majesty, thy Elohim. Thou shalt do no work with the firstling of thy bullock, nor shear the firstling of thy sheep. Thou shalt eat it, lifnei Yahweh Elohekem, shana shana, year by year, in the place which the Yahweh, he who be who he be, his divine majesty, shall choose, thou and thy household. And if there be any blemish therein, as if it be lame or blind or have any ill blemish, thou shalt not sacrifice it to the Yahweh thy Elohim. Thou shalt eat it within thy gates. The unclean and the clean person shall take it alike, as the roebuck and as the hart. Only thou shalt not eat the blood thereof. Thou shalt pour it upon the ground as water. Fifth book of Moshe, Hebrew book of Deuteronomy, chapter 16. The Passover, Pesach. Observe the month of Abib, Abib, and keep the Pesach, Fasica, to Exiavihar, the sustainer, the good father, he who be, we be, his divine majesty, thy Elohim. For in the month of Abib, the Yahweh Eloheka brought thee forth out of Mitzrayim by night. Thou shalt therefore sacrifice the Pesach, the Fasica, to Exiavia, the sustainer, the good father, he who be, we be, thy Elohim, of the flock and the herd, in the place which the Yahweh shall choose to place Shemo, his name, Sham, Thea. Thou shalt eat no leavened bread with it. 7 days shalt thou eat unleavened bread therewith, even the bread of affliction. For thou camest forth out of the land of Mitzrayim, Egypt, in haste, that thou mayest remember the day when thou camest forth out of the land of Mitzrayim, Egypt, all the days of thy life. And there shall be no leavened bread seen with thee in all thy coast 7 days, neither shall there anything of the flesh which thou sacrificest the first day at evening remain all night until the morning. Thou mayest not sacrifice the Passover, Pesach, Fasica, within any of thy gates, which the Yahweh thy Elohim giveth thee eye, but at the place which the Yahweh thy Elohim shall choose to place Shemo, his name, in, there thou shalt sacrifice the Pesach,
Fasica, the Passover, at even, evening, at the going down of the sun, at the season that thou camest forth, me Mitzrayim, out of Egypt. And thou shalt roast and eat it in the place which the Yahweh thy Elohim shall choose. And thou shalt turn in the morning and go to thy tents. 6 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread, and on the seventh day shall be a solemn assembly to the Yahweh thy Elohim. Thou shalt do no work therein. The feast of weeks, Shavuot, verse 9. 7 weeks shalt thou number to thee, I. Begin to number the 7 weeks from such time as thou beginnest to put the sickle to the corn. And thou shalt keep the feast of weeks to the Yahweh thy Elohim with a tribute of a free will offering of thine hand, which thou shalt give to the Yahweh thy Elohim according as Yahweh Eloheka hath blessed thee. Aye. And thou shalt rejoice, Lifnei Yahweh Eloheka, before he who be the divine majesty, thy Elohim, thou and thy son, and thy daughter, and thy manservant, and thy maidservant, and the Levite that is within thy gates, and the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widow that are among you, in the place which Yahweh Eloheka hath chosen to place Shemo, his name, Sham, there. And thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondman in Egypt, Mitzrayim, and thou shalt observe and do these statutes. The Feast of Tabernacles, Chag HaSukkot, verse 13. Thou shalt observe the Feast of Tabernacles, Chag HaSukkot, 7 days after that thou hast gathered in thy corn and thy wine. And thou shalt rejoice in thy feast, thou and thy son, and thy daughter, and thy manservant, and thy maidservant, and the Levite, and the Slicker. And thou shalt rejoice. And thou shalt rejoice in thy feast, thou and thy son, and thy daughter, and thy manservant, and thy maidservant, and the Levite, the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widow that are within thy gates. 7 days shalt thou keep a solemn feast to Yahweh Eloheka in the Makom, in the place which the Yahweh shall choose, because Yahweh Eloheka shall bless thee, I, in all thine increase and in all the works of thine hands. Therefore, thou shalt surely rejoice. The gifts of the males, verse 16. 3 times in Ashana shall all thy males appear, Lifnei Yahweh Eloheka, before he who he be, his divine majesty, thy Elohim, in the Makom, in the place which he shall choose, in the feast of unleavened bread, and in the feast of weeks, and in the feast of tabernacles. And they shall not appear, Lifnei Yahweh, before he who he be, empty. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the baraka, the blessing of Yahweh Eloheka, he who he be, his divine majesty, thy Elohim, which he hath given thee I. Kubur l'k'alu, kubur l'dimsu, kubur l'haylu. Kubur le Abinu le Melkeinu, le Kadamawi Chayla Selase, le Shem Yeshua HaMoshiach. Glory be to the word, to the sound, to the power. Glory, glory, glory be to I and thy Father, I and thy King, the first power of the Trinity, the Jesus Christus, the Getachinsen. Amen, 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 amen.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brita Hadasha Aliyot. 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 Aliyot.
yes, 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 yes. Once again, brothers and sisters. Slicha, slicha, nah, yeah, the mic was off. Yeah, so right there, just sealing up right there. We have, stay tuned for the Haftarah, right, and the prophet's reading. Yes, I. So here, Ike Levy with Amen, just on that Amen right there. For the day two reading right here, Rastafari, we say Pentecost Monday, Rastafari Harvest Monday here for the second day of Shavuot, harvest here in the season, reading for the season. Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes. Wow.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Amen. Amen.
The Lord, the Lord, the Lord.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Blame my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me, fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckle and stand up for my health and draw down, so the spirit stop away against them that persecute me. Dear to my soul, I am thy salvation. But I am. I'm telling.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
The Lord of my light, let me tell you, my salvation.
And say amen. Yes, I credit, credit. Don't discredit. Don't discredit. Credit, credit. Admit the truth. Yes, I don't be unadmittent. Here, let's write up with the Torah, the reading and feeding right here. Jah's direction, instructions from the prophet's reading, the Haftarah. So here, for the Haftarah, reading, have the Baraka. Let's bring the Baraka first, the blessing before the reading. The reading right here, for the Haftarah. The prophet's reading right here, for this second day of Shavuot, harvest.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech haolam Asher bachar b'nebiim tobim Veratzah b'debreihim Hane'amarim ba'emet. Baruch atah Adonai Habocher b'torah U'moshe abdo U'b'Israel ammo U'b'nebiei ha'emet watzelik. Blessed art thou, Adonai, Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art thou, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
So here we have Habakkuk. Yes. Just checking the mic. Yes, we have Habakkuk chapter 3 here for day 2 of Shavuot, day 2 of harvest, day 2 of Pentecost day, 50th day right here. We have Habakkuk chapter 3, focus verses 1 to 19, stretching forth the right hand of fellowship to Ainai fellow, Ainai Haber, to Ras Sahar Ahad right here. Yes, I.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad.
Book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 20 to chapter 3, verse 19. Besama Abba Wewele Mephasa Kadu Ahadu Amla. But Yahweh Buduku is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silent before him. Chapter 3. A prayer of Habakkuk the prophet upon Shigano. O Yahweh Buduku, I have heard thy speech and was afraid. O Yahweh, revive thy work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make known. In wrath, remember mercy. Eloah came from Teman, and the Holy One, the Kedushan from Mount Paran. Selah. His glory, his kibor, cover the heavens, and the earth was full of his praise. And his brightness was as the light. He had horns coming out of his hand, and there was the hiding of his power. Before him went the pestilence, and burning coals went forth at his feet. He stood and measured the earth. He beheld and drove asunder the nations, and the everlasting mountains were scattered. The perpetual hills did bow. His ways are everlasting. I saw the tents of Cushan in affliction, and the curtains of the land of Midian did tremble. Was Yahweh Buruku displeased against the rivers? Was thine anger against the rivers? Was thy wrath against the sea that thou didst ride upon thine horses and thy chariots of salvation? Thy bow is made quite naked, according to the oaths of the tribes, even thy words, Selah. Thou didst cleave the earth with rivers. The mountains saw thee, and they trembled. The overflowing of the water passed by. The deep uttered his voice and lifted up his hands on high.
The sun and moon stood still in their habitation. At the light of thine arrows they went, and at the shining of thy glittering spear. Thou didst march through the land in indignation. Thou didst thresh the heathen in anger. Thou wentest forth for the salvation of thy people, even for salvation with thine anointed. Thou woundest the head out of the house of the wicked by discovering the foundation to the neck, Selah. Thou didst strike through with his staff the head of his villages. They came out as a whirlwind to scatter me. Their rejoicing was as to devour the poor secretly. Thou didst walk through the sea with thine horses, through the heap of great waters. When I heard, my belly trembled, my lips quivered at the voice. Rottenness entered into my bones, and I trembled in myself, that I might rest in the day of trouble. When he cometh up to the people, he will invade them with his troops. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vine. The labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in Yahweh Buruku. I will joy in the Elohim of my salvation. Yahweh the Sovereign Buruku is my strength, and he will make my feet like hen's feet, and he will make me to walk upon my high places to the chief singer on my stringed instrument. Amen. Glory to him, words, sound, and power. Jah Rastafari, Nugus Negesa, Ethiopia, Sumi Ikazi Abihira, Bethim Gitachi, Minahanatachi, and Yeshua. Amen.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Oh, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Jah
Rastafari. Jah Rastafari. Jah Rastafari.
Here's from the Haftarah and the prophet treating here for day two here on Rastafari Shabbat Moon Day, right here, 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 Pentecost Moon Day. Second day right here, 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 for the Brit Chadasha, the New Covenant reading, the Hadish Kidan, Hadish Kidan, Barak.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam, Asher Natan Lanu, Moshiach Yeshua, Wehabaruch, Shel Habarik Ha'Hadasha. Baruch atah Adonai, Notain Habarik, Ha Hadasha. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Blessing, blessing, blessing. Baraka, baraka, baraka.
Bless these Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. Jah Rastafari, who liveth and reigneth with I and I continually ever faithful, ever sure. Jah Rastafari, with no apology. And this is the Rastaman vibration.
Rasta is something from the heart.
Rastafari, heart to toe from the heart. Yes, I. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verses 1 to 13, stretching forth the right hand of fellowship. The Chaber, Ras, Ayas, and Tafari. Here, here, here. For the Brit Chadasha, New Covenant reading. Shabbat, Pentecost, day 2.
The Brit Chadasha, Chadish Kidan, Renewed Covenant reading for Shavuot, Day 2, Pentecost. From the Acts of the Apostles, Chapter 2, Verse 1 through 13. We begin, B'Shem Ha'ab, Ve'Habin, Ve'Ruach HaKadosh, Yahuwah Ahad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who he be, the one. Acts chapter 2, Pentecost, Peter's first use of the keys, the gospel given to Yehudim, gospel given to the Jews. Verse 1, Aleph. U biyom milat shabbat hashabuot nesfu kulam leb achad. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Now, when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together, and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, behold, are not all these that speak Galileans? And how hear we, every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born, Parthians, and Medes, and Elamites, and the dwellers in Mesopotamia, and in Judea, and Cappadocia, in Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia in Egypt, and in the parts of Libya about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our own tongues the wonderful works of Elohim, the wonderful works of God. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, What meaneth this? Others mocking said, These men are full of new wine. Kabrulakalu, Kabruladimtu, Kabrulakhailu, Kabrulakedamawi, Khaile Salase, Be Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power, glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, to Mesken, Xiavi, Yemesken, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips to this blaspheming, to this blaspheming, to this blaspheming, to this blaspheming. For with stammering lips and another tongue, and another tongue to this blaspheming, to this blaspheming, to this blaspheming, to this blaspheming. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. To whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear, 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 would not hear.
Shema Yisrael, hear, 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 O Israel. Yahuwah Eloheinu, Yahuwah Achad, He who be, we be. Our Elohim, our power, He who be, we be, the one. Why is that so important to give ear? Hear, hear, hear. Yes, I, so more fire, more fire. Yes, I, justice sounds, hear, justice sounds. But to write of today's daily psalm, coming forward, forward, forward right here. Hear, 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 got about a minute or so before we go into the grace of this Monday, Pentecost Monday, Rastafari Shavuot Harvest Monday right here, here, the Iritical Harvest. Here, more fire, Pentecost Day.
Justice the Great,
I kill
the tyrant.
I just got to get it first.
Bang, 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 bang. Right now we go in and can't wait till later. Gotta make this money, have no time for no hate. Do what you do, but don't try, I'll be inspired. Ain't no one to place the entire. More fire, more fire. More fire, more fire.
all type we have in and like them. But tell them, so we not make no friend to come again. We go no fall in for a man, then we come again. We go no fall in for a man, then we come again. Again. Yeah, go no. Aladdin for a man, then we come again. Too much in farming and a cast for building, we got go no. Aladdin for a man, then we come again. Too much for fighting and a cast for building, we got go no. Aladdin for a man, then we come again. Too much for fighting and a cast for building, we got go no.
Do ye indeed speak righteousness, O congregation? Do ye judge uprightly, O ye sons of men? Yea, in heart ye work wickedness. Ye weigh the violence of your hands in the earth. The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies. Their poison is like the poison of a serpent. They are like the deaf adder that stoppeth her ear, which will not hearken to the voice of charmers, charming never so wisely. Break their teeth, O God, in their mouth. Break out the great teeth of the young lions, O Lord. Let them melt away as waters which run continually. When he bendeth his bow to shoot his arrows, let them be as cut in pieces. As a snail which melteth, let every one of them pass away, like the untimely birth of a woman, that they may not see the sun. Before your pots can feel the thorns, he shall take them away as with a whirlwind, both living and in his wrath. The righteous shall rejoice when he seeth the vengeance. He shall wash his feet in the blood of the wicked, so that a man shall say, verily, there is a reward for the righteous. Verily, he is a God that judgeth in the earth.
Yes. Today's daily psalm. Have rejoice in
him. Let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God.
Yes, I. The righteous shall rejoice when he seeth the vengeance. It's interesting because when Yeshua went into the synagogue and he had read the first part from the prophet Yeshaya, there was that second part, He read that first part up to like the comma in the verse. Things I don't know in the synagogue, the part that he went up to read and where he read from. And he read up to just before the second Advent part. And that's concerning this verse right here in today's daily psalm. The righteous shall rejoice when he seeth the vengeance, shall wash his feet in the blood of the ratchet. Interesting how it kind of echoes that word from the patriarch Jacob to Yehuda to Judah. But here today's daily psalm, we're going to write up a midrash here. You know, usually sometimes it's Monday, you know, the moon day, mellow Monday, you know, ministry Monday. Here we have the Shavuot, the Pentecost day, Pentecost second day, the Monday, you know, the first day, second day, right here, as Shavuot corresponds to that first day that the Gentiles call Sunday. Just an interesting
Sunday, Moon Day, Sun and Moon, first and second correspondence there. But let's build on this right here. Mizmor Non Het Nun He. We have Psalm 58, the Hebrew alphanumerics, Non 50, and Het, Hebrew letter Het, the eighth letter, Non He, Nun He. Psalm LVII. This psalm here is seeing unjust judges condemned. Just to give a context of today's daily psalm, it's a vehement denunciation of corrupt judges. It's the theme of this outspoken poem composition, today's daily psalm, Psalm 58. In spirit, in the irate, it is true to the supreme importance that is attached to the impartial, non-partial, the impartial, non-partial administration of justice by the Pentateuch and the prophets, by HaTorah, the five volumes, the five books we know as the Pentateuch, also HaTorah, and HaNabim, and the prophets. This psalm's fiery, key word, being baptized, the Holy Spirit, the iron and fire. So the psalmist, I and I, Isis, chant them down. The psalmist's fiery indignation against unjust judges, unjust grudges and judges, and evildoers, habitual doers of evil. Generally, it's not kindled by personal wrongs. This is an important point in today's daily psalm, that the psalmist and I's fiery indignation against unjust grudges, judges, the world, flesh, satanic seclorum, and evildoers and habitual doers of evil, generally is not kindled by personal wrongs. The psalm, the chant, the Isis here, it comes hotter from a heart lacerated by the sight, seeing of widespread corruption. Look around. We're in the world, not of it. There's a point of importance that is here to be made, which must be borne and kept in mind. Let this mind be in you. Keep this point in mind when we assess, right? When we assess the moral standard. What is the moral standard, the true moral standard of the speaker? The word, sound, and power here. In his imprecations, some might interpret the imprecation as curses. We interpret that as consequences. You say curse, we say consequence. The imprecations upon the men that he censures, that he buns, the word, sound, and power. He may forgive. Here's the point. He may forgive injury done to himself. Like I and I may, and even according to Rovino's teaching, we may forgive injury done to I and I self. You know, it says be perfect like I and I, Ab, Elohim Ha'ab, in spirit and in truth, right? As he forgives injury done to himself, we may also forgive injury done to I and I selves. But here's the point. He and we have no right to feel lenient toward those who are guilty of flagrant injustice to others. So here today's daily psalm, we touched on the psalm, I think, recently in the season, some important points here. Here we have a double-eyes midrash here for today's daily psalm. Hope the eye them enjoy. Hope it's a baraka, a blessing to the eyes, heart, and to soul, and to help ones grow. Yes, I. Here. Yes, I.
Midrash of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Non Het Nun He. Psalm 58, Lanateyach Al Tashchet, Lidawid Nikta.
Here, Midrash, Midrash on today's daily psalm is Mornon Chet Nun Chet. Psalm 58, Lanatayach Al Pashchet, Lidawid Nikatam. Haumnam, Elam, Erected Abron? For the leader, La Lanatayach. Do not destroy Al Pashchet, Lidawid Nikatam, of David. Litawi Niktam Niktam Haumnam. What is politic for men? Eilem Erek Dabron. Silence. Eilem. Yet speak ye. Speak your righteousness. Eilem Erek Dabron. Lanat Eya Al Tashchet Litawi Niktam Haumnam Eilem Erek Dabron. Hear. Opening verses, including the superscription of today's psalm, Psalm 58, Mizmor non chet nun chet, Lamnatseyach al tashchet, Lidawid miktam, Haumnam, Elam, Erek Tadabarun, for the leader, the chief musician, the overcomer, Lamnatseyach al tashchet, do not destroy, al tashchet, Lidawid of David, miktam, miktam. Haumnam, what is politic for men? Eilem, silence. Erek Tadabaron, yet speak your righteousness. And here, Midrash note, here in the JV, the Yehudi version, another translation is translated as this opening verse of Mizmor Non Chet, Nun Chet, Psalm 58. Do y'all indeed speak as a righteous company? Do y'all indeed speak as a righteous company? Haumnam, Eilem, Erek Tadabaron? Here, translation brought out as Haumnam, what is politic for men? What is politic for men? Question. What is politic for men? Haumnam, Haumnam, what is politic for men? Eilem, silence. Erek Tadabaron? Yet speak your righteousness. Rav Yitzhak, Isaac said, what is good policy for a man in this world? Here, Rav Yitzhak, Isaac said, asking this question, what is good policy for a man in this world? Here, Midrash note, Umnam, in the opening verse, here in Hebraic, the base verse, the second verse in the KJV, often as the first verse, we have Ha-Umnam. Here, Midrash note, connected with good policy. Umnam may be interpreted as policy. Umnam may be interpreted as wisdom. Umnam may be interpreted as indeed. Ha-Umnam. The word Eilem. The word Eilem. Eilem may mean dumbness, silence, or company. Eilem may mean dumbness, silence, or company. Haumnam, Eilem Erek Tadabaron. What is politic for man? Haumnam, Eilem, silence, Erek Tadabaron. Yet speak your righteousness. What is good policy? Umnam. For a man in this world to make himself out as Eilem, as dumb in the sense of not speaking, Eilem, in a time of conflict. Lest it be thought that a man should also remain Eilem, dumb, in debate on Torah, the Mizmor, the Psalm, it goes on to say, speak y'all righteousness. Edek Tadabarun. Speak your righteousness. Edek Tadabarun. Let it be thought that he may then become arrogant towards others. The Mizmor, the psalm, the chant, goes on to say, debate with kindness the children of men. Debate with kindness the children of men. Meisharim tishbitu b'nei Adam. Neisharima tishbitu b'nei Adam. Translated here in the Midrash as debate with kindness. Meisharim tishbitu the children of Adam, the children of men, B'nai Adam. Meisharim tishpitu, B'nai Adam. Also translated as a question, do ye, do y'all judge with equity the sons of men? Meisharim tishpitu, B'nai Adam. And here to compare and contrast in the KJV, these verses, this verse here is read, to chief musician, Al-Tashchet, Nikam of David, do ye indeed speak righteousness, O congregation? Do y'all judge uprightly? O ye, O y'all, sons of men. Here, compare and contrast the KJV. Do y'all indeed speak righteousness, O congregation? Do y'all judge uprightly? O ye sons of men. Here, bringing out the sense of a question in the KJV translation of Aumnam, Elam, Tzedek, Tadabarum, Meisharim, Tishpitu, B'nai Adam. In another comment, the words Al Tashchet are read, thou, the I, male, shalt not destroy. Al Tashchet are read, thou, the I, speaking to a male, shalt not destroy. Shalt thou indeed be dumb toward righteousness? Shalt thou indeed be dumb toward righteousness? Haumnam, Elam, Erek Tadabarun? Haumnam, Elam, Erek Tadabarun? Consider these words in the light of what Shlomo, what Solomon said. Even here in the Mishle Shlomo, in the Proverbs, the Mashal of Solomon, Proverbs 21 and 8 that reads, the way of man is perverse and strange. The way of man is perverse and strange. Zahu Shamar Hakatu. This is what scripture says. Here. Hefakpach Garakisha Vazar. The way of man is forward and strange. Hefakpach Garakish Vazar. The way of man is perverse and strange. Hefakpach Garakish Vazar. That is to say, wicked men, Rishaim, are perverse, hafakpak, for they do not stand by what they say. They say a thing, and then twist it. So was Saul, Shaul, hafakpak, perverse, froward. This is the thing he said one night to David, one night to David. As scripture tells, Shenemar, as is said, even in the scripture, Zahua Shamar Hakatub. He said to David, thou art a righteous man because of me. He said to David, thou art a righteous man because of me. Here in 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel, chapter 24, verse 18. Vayomer el David, Sadik ata mimeni, said to David, Vayomer el David, thou art more righteous than I, Sadik ata mimeni, or thou art a righteous man because of me, Sadik ata mimeni. What did Saul mean by the phrase, because of me, mimeni, from me or more than me, one translation, or in the context of the Midrash here, because of me, mimeni. If the wheat is not bad, then the wheat is thought good. If thou art thought a righteous man, it is because of me. It is because of I, mimeni, more than me, more than I, because of me. I am he who made thee a tzaddik, a righteous man, because I went forth to seek thy life. If I had found thee, I would have slain thee. But because I have fallen into thy hand, and thou, the I, didst not slay me, therefore thou, the I, art a righteous man because of me. Adik ata, mimeni, thou art more righteous than I. Adik ata, mimeni, shenemar. So too in Mishlei Shlomo in the Proverbs of Solomon, the Mashal, in Proverbs 12 and 26, it is written, the righteous is more excellent because of his neighbor. Yatir me'ra'ehu adik. The righteous is more excellent because of his neighbor. Yatir me'ra'ehu adik. Or also translated, the righteous is guided by his friend. Yatir me'ra'ehu adik. And here in the Hebrew, both translations bring out the Hebraic sense. The Midrash says, the righteous is more excellent, yatir, excellent, made from ra'ehu, from or because of ra'ehu, his neighbor, adik, the righteous, yatir, made ra'ehu, adik, or the righteous is guided by his friend, yatir, made ra'ehu, adik. Is guided. In the Hebrew, yatir is either an adjective or a verb. In the Hebrew, yatir is either an adjective or a verb. If the former is an adjective, it signifies superior to and is so understood by the Targum, the interpretation, the Targum, the Pergum, and the AV, the authorized version. The righteous man is more excellent than his neighbor. Yatir me'ra'ehu adik. Apart from the triteness of this rendering, some say it bears no relationship to the sequel. As a verb, the word has to be connected with tur, the Hebraic tur. Tur meaning to spy out, to explore, to tur or to tour. To tour, to spy out, to explore. Hence, the RV, the revised version, quote, is a guide to his neighbor. Yatir me'ra'ehu adik. But the preposition means from, not to. The preposition me'ra'ehu, from ra'ehu, his neighbor. A good explanation is suggested by Malbim. Let may a righteous man search out his way from his friend. May a righteous man, a adik, search out from his friend. Yatir may ra'ehu adik. By consulting him, may a righteous man search out his way from his friend. Zehu she'amar hakatuv. The righteous is more excellent because of his neighbor here in the Midrash. Yatir me'ra'ehu adik. His neighbor, ra'ehu, his neighbor, is taken to mean Shaul, Saul, to whom Shemuel, to whom Samuel said, even in 1 Shemuel, in 1 Samuel, chapter 28, verse 17, quote, the Lord hath given it to thy neighbor, even to David, even to David, even to David. And here we break through the fuller verse. Wayasa Yahuwah lo kasher diber biyadi. Wayayikra Yahuwah etaha mamlaka miyayadeka. Wayayitna le reka le David. And Yahuwah and Jehovah have wrought for himself as he spoke by me. And Yahuwah hath rent, hath ripped the kingdom out of thy hand and given it to thy neighbor, even to David. Wayitanaha li ra'ika li David. Wayasa Yahuwah lawa kaashar diber bi yadiya. Wayayikra Yahuwah etaha mamlaka miya yadeka. Wayitanaha li ra'ika li David. Yahuwah Jehovah, Hashem hath given it to thy neighbor, even to David. Wayitanaha li ra'ika li David. and he who be who be have given it, have given her, ha mamlaka, the kingdom, wa yitnaha li re'ika li dawid, to thy neighbor, li re'ika, to David, li dawid. And the righteous, and the righteous is taken to mean Dawid, David to whom Shaul, Saul said, even in the words of 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel, chapter 24, verses 22 to 23, swear now therefore to me by Yahuwah, by Jehovah, that thou, that I, wilt not cut off my seed after me. And David swore to Shaul, to Saul. V'ata, ki shava'ah li, v'yahuwah yima tachrita etta zari, achraya v'yima tashmida etta shemiya mideita ri. Swear now therefore to me by he who be we be. V'ata, ki shava'ah li, v'yahuwah. Now that I will not cut off my seed after me. Meaning, tachrita etta zara'i achrai. And that now that I will not destroy my name out of my father's house. Ve'ima tashmida etta shmi mi beit abi. And Dawid, and David swore to Saul. Why Yishava, Dawid, Le Shaul. Why Yishava, Dawid, Le Shaul. Why Yeleka, Shaul, Ela Beto. Where Dawid, Wa Anashayo, Alu, Allah, Hamasuda. And David swore to Saul, and Saul went home. Why Yeleka, Shaul, El Beto. But David and his men with Dawid wa Nashayo got them up with Dawid wa Nashayo alu into the stronghold of Hamasuda. As soon as Saul, Shaul departed, his mighty man said, is David to be esteemed a tzaddik, a righteous man, because he did not slay thee? In the cave, he knew that if he did anything to the eye, to thee, we would enter the cave and at once destroy him. And because David was aware of this, he was afraid. When Saul heard these words, he rose up, and according to 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel, chapter 26, verse 3, and went down to the wilderness of Ziph, having 3,000 chosen men of Israel, of Israel, with him, to seek David in the wilderness of Ziph. Vayakama Shaula, va yereda ella midbar Zipha, zito ashlosheta lafim isha, dechoreya Yisrael alivakesha, etta Dawida bin midbar Zipha. Then Saul arose. Vayakam Shaul. Then Saul arose. Vayakam Shaul. Vayared and went down Ela midbar Zipha and went down into the wilderness of Zipha. Vayared Ela midbar Zipha. Veitoa shlosheta elafim aisha bechoreya Yisrael alivakesh etta Dawid bin midbar Zipha. Having 3,000 chosen men of Israel with him, ve'ito shelosheta elafim ish, shelosheta elafim ish, ve'ito, and with him shelosheta elafim ish, three shelosheta elafim thousand ish man bechorei Yisrael, chosen of Israel, bechorei Yisrael, levakesh, levakesh, to seek Eta Dawid David the Midbar Zif in the wilderness of Zif. Then, according to 1 Shemuel Samuel 26, verse 7, then David and Abishai came to the people by night, and behold, Saul lay sleeping within the barricade. Vayavo David avavishaya el ha'ama laila.
Vehine Shaula Shokheva Yashana Bama Ikal. So David and Abishai came to the people by night. Wayabo David wa Abishai Yael Ha'ama Laila. And behold, Vehine Saul lay sleeping. Vehine Shaul Shokhev Yashan. Within the barricade, Ba Ma'ikal. Wayabo Dawida wa Abishai el Ha'ama Laila. Wehine Shaula Shocheva Yashan Ba Ma'ikal. But do not the words lay and sleeping denote the same thing? But do not the words lay and sleeping. Do not the words lay and sleeping denote the same thing? Do you hear Hebraically in first Shemuel? Wehine Shaul Shocheva Yashan Ba Ma'ikal. Here, Wehine, and behold, Wehine, Shaul, Saul, Shokev, 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 to lay down, Yashen, Yashen, sleeping, Barma Igal, within the barricade. So the question here in the Midrash is, do not the words lay and sleeping denote the same thing? Here in the Hebrew, two words, shokev, shokev, to lay down, shokev, 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 to lay down, and yashen, to sleep. The use of both words, however, implies that a sleep, like a swoon, was cast upon Shaul and Amo and his people. Thus, we read, even in 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel, chapter 26, at the 12th verse, for they were all asleep, because a deep sleep from the Lord was fallen up on them. Ki kulam yeshani, ki tardemat Yahua nafla elehem, for they were all asleep. Ki kulam yeshani, because a deep sleep from Yahua, from Jehovah, was falling upon them. Ki tardemat Yahua nafla elehem. Ki tardemat, deep sleep. Ki for tardemat Yahua, a deep sleep of he who be who he be. A slumber so profound and unusual that it was regarded as sent directly from Ha-Elohim, 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 the true good, the true God, from the power, he who be, he be, Jehovah, ki kulam yishenim, ki tardemat Yahuwah, nafla elehem. Hence, hear, shenemar, it is said, Saul lay sleeping, Shaul, shokev, yashen, Shaul, Shokev Yashen, Saul lay sleeping. Then said Abishai to David, God hath delivered up thine enemy into thy hand this day. Vayomer Abishai el David, Sigar Elohim hayom ha'eta oy vayka v'yadeka v'ata akenu na. Then said Abishai to David, Elohim, have delivered up thine enemy into thy hand this day. Now therefore, let me smite him, I pray thee, with the spear to the earth at one stroke, and I will not smite him the second time. Vayomer Rabishai el David, Sigar Elohim hayom eta oireka v'yadeka v'ata akenuna v'chenita uva areta v'amachat v'lo eshna lau. And David said, and David said to Abishai, destroy him not, al tashchetehu. And David said, destroy him not. Even here, 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel, chapter 26, verses 8 to 9.
ויאמר דוד אל אבישי, אל תשחיתהו, כי מי שלח ידוע בי המשיח יהוה, וניקח. And Dawid said to Abishai, destroy him not, al tashachitehu, for who can put forth his hand against Yahuwah, Jehovah's anointed, Yahuwah's Mashiach, and be guiltless? Ki mi shalach yadoa biya Mashiach Yahuwah, w'nikah, and be guiltless? Accordingly, even here, in today's Psalm, Mizmor Non Chet, Nun Chet, Psalm 58, here, the title he brings is the Aleph verse, Lamnat Eyach, Al Tashchet. Accordingly, Al Tashchet means, destroy thou not, Al Tashchet. As David said to Abishai, Al Tashchitehu, destroy him not. Al Tashchitehu, here, Mizmor Non Chet, Al Tashchit, destroy not. David said, destroy him not, as Yahuwah Jehovah liveth, for if not by Yahuwah Jehovah, he will smite him. Even here. 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel, chapter 26, verse 10. And David said, Al tashchitehu, destroy him not. Here, verse 10, Zahu shamar hatatu, as it is written. And David said, Vayomer David, Chai Yahuwah, as Jehovah liveth, Chai Yahuwah, as Jehovah liveth, Ki'im Yahuwah, Yegafein, O Yomo Yabo, Wa Meit, O Ba Nilchama, Yered Shwe Nisapa. Full of verse, and David said, as Jah live, as Jehovah live, Chai Yahuwah, nay, but Yahuwah, Jehovah, shall smite him, or his days shall come to die, or he shall go down into battle, and be swept away. Vayomer David, Chai Yahuwah, Kim Yahuwah, Yegafenu, or Yomo Yabo, Wa Mei, or Bam Yilchama Yered We Nispa. Lamaze, why did David utter the Hashem, the name of Yahuwah, of he who be twice? Because he said to Abishai, Chayahuwah Jah live, Jehovah liveth, as he who be we be liveth, Hai Yahuwah, do not smite Shaul, for if thou the eye smite Shaul, as Yahuwah, as Jehovah liveth, I shall smite thee, I. Another explanation of the phrase, even here. Here in 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel chapter 26, verse 10, the phrase, Chai Yahuwah, the phrase, as Jehovah liveth, is that thereby, David adjured Hasatan, Satan, and rebuked him. And here, Midrash note right here, Hasatan. Satan, Hasatan, the adversary. Satan endeavored to have David kill Saul. Satan endeavored to have David kill Saul. We have Christians, anointed ones, killing anointed ones, but David would not kill Saul. But Satan endeavored to have David kill Shaul. And here, refer and see the above Midrash. The Midrash on the 7th Psalm, the 2nd section on Psalm 7.2. So Dawid, David took the spear and the cruse of water from Saul's head. And David cried to the people and said to Abner, the son of Ner, saying, Answerest thou not, Abner? Vayikra Dawid el ha'ama ve'el Avner ben Ner leimor. Hallo ta'inne Avner. And Dawid and David cried, called out to the people and to Abner, the son of Ner, saying, Answerest thou not, Abner? Hallo, ha'inne Abner? Hear. 1 Shemuel Samuel chapter 26 verses 12 and verse 14. By that he meant, What hast thou to answer now? What hast thou to answer now? Hallo, ha'inne Abner? What hast thou to answer now? Nay, look, see, here it is. Behold, the night before, y'all said to Shaul, to Saul, of the events in the cave, if David had done anything to thee, to the eye, I and I would have entered the cave and at once destroyed him. Behold, now the spear and the cruse of water. What hast thou, the eye, to answer? Hallo, ha'inne Avner? Wilt thou not answer, Avner? And he was not able to answer. And he was as one stricken dumb. And would not admit the righteousness of Dawid, of David. Therefore, Dawid, David said, Shalt thou indeed be dumb towards righteousness? Even here. Today's psalm is more non het nun het. Haumnam elam tzedek tedaberun. Haumnam elam tzedek tedaberun. Shalt thou indeed haumnam be dumb elam towards righteousness tzedek tedaberun? Thou shouldest have spoken ha emet. Emet, the truth. Instead, thou madest thyself out to be elam, dumb, and didst not declare my righteousness. Another explanation of this verse is that David said to them, Have y'all pursued me with justice, with tzedek, as ha-Torah, as the Torah says, even in Devarim, Deuteronomy 16 and 20. Edek, Tirdof. Edek, Tirdof. With justice, shalt thou pursue. Edek, Tirdof. Justice, shalt thou pursue. Or, have y'all judged me in righteousness as ha-Torah, as the Torah says, even in Wayikra, in Leviticus 19, 15. In righteousness shalt thou judge thy neighbor. This edek atishpota emitecha. But in righteousness shalt thou judge thy neighbor. This edek atishpota emitecha. Have y'all acted thus? Have ye y'all acted like this? Do y'all judge with equity the sons of men? Do y'all judge with equity the sons of Adam? Mesharim tishkutu b'nei Adam. And here, the psalm, the mizmor, even mizmor non chet, nun chet, psalm 58, here, do y'all indeed speak as a righteous company? Homa, Elam, Edek, Tadabaron,
all we got to do is read the positive and identification exclusively. Right now we can see my vibration. To reach the time for young and old generation. Use the sound of the spirit from creation. As you feel original soundtrack. We can rap all the time while I'm not supposed to be. Hey!
Of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the...
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. To whom?
Mizmor nun het, lam natseyah al tashet le David michtam. Ha umnam elem tzedek tedabberun, mesharim tishpetu bene adam. Af belev olot tifalun, ba'aretz hamas yedechem tefallesun. זורו רשעים מרחם, טעו מבטן דוברי חזב. חמת למו כדמות חמת נחש, כמו פתן חרש, יאתם אוזנו. אשר לא ישמע לכל מלחשים, חובר חברים מחוקם. אלוהים הרש שינמו בפימו, מלטעות כפירים נטוץ אדוני. ימאסו כמו מים, יתהלכו למו, ידרוך חיציו כמו יתמוללו, כמו שבלול תמש יהלוך, נפל אשת בל חזו שמש, בטרם יבינו סירותיכם עתד, כמו חי כמו חרון יסערנו, ישמח צדיק כי חזה נקם, בעמיו ירחץ בדם הרשע, ויאמר אדם אך פרי לצדיק, אך יש אלוהים שופטים בארץ.
Hear. Basic Hebrew. Hear. Baby Hebrew. Shema Israel. 1-22. Abba Gadaha. Wazahata Yakalamanasa Opasakarashata. Again, basic Hebrew, baby Hebrew, 1-22. Abagadaha Wazahata Yakalamanasa Opasakarashata. A Aleph, Ba Beit, Ga Gimel, Da Dalet, Ha Hey, Wa Wow, Za Zain, Ha Chet, Ta Tet, Ya Yod, Ka Kaf, La Lamed, Ma Bem, Na Nun, Sa Samech, A Ain, Pa Pei. A Sadai, Ka Kof, Ra Resh, Sha Shin, Ta Tau. Abagadaha, Wazahata, Yakalamana, Saapasa, Ka Ra Sha Ta.
Mizmor, mizmor, non chet, nun chet, non chet. Lamnat seyach al tashchet, litawid, mikta,
mikta, mikta.
Psalm 58, mizmor, nun chet. Psalm LVIII, mizmor, non chet, nun chet. Psalm 58. Lamnat seyach al tashchet, for the leader, for the chief musician, the overcomer. Lamnat seyach al tashchet, do not destroy. Al tashchet. Do not destroy. Lit David of David, miktam, a miktam, golden composition, lesson, teaching, monument. Lam natzeyach al tashcheta lit David miktam. Haumnam elemas edek ad daberun, mesharim atishpetu b'nei Adam. Do y'all indeed speak as a righteous company? Haumnam elemas edek ad daberun. Do y'all indeed speak as a righteous company? Homnam elem tzedek tadabarun, mesharim atishpetu b'nei Adam. Do y'all judge with equity the b'nei Adam, the sons of Adam, the sons of men? Mesharim atishpetu b'nei Adam. Af belev olot atif'alun, paretach masa yidekem tia falesun. Yea, in heart ye y'all work wickedness, wretchedness. Af belay olota tif'alun. Ye y'all way out in the earth the violence of your hands. Bareta chmas yidekem tif'alesun. Zor rishaim amerachem ta'ua mi betena dovrei chazab. The ratchet, the wicked are estranged from the womb. Zoru Rishai Meya Rachem, from the Rachem, the womb, from the matrix, the wicked, the Rishai are estranged. Zoru Rishai Meya Rachem Ta'u mi beten Dovre Khazab. The speakers of lies, Dovre Khazab. The Dobre Khazab, the speakers of lies go astray as soon as they are born. Ta'u ami bet en Dobre Khazab. Chemata lamo kia demuta chemata nachasha. Kamoa fetena chirasha ya'ite azno. Their venom is like the venom of a serpent. chemata lamo ki yedmut chemata nachash, like the venom of a serpent, their venom, chamot, venom, poison, lamo for them. Ki demut is likened to the chemat nachash, to the venom, the poison, the chemat nachash. Komo fetena cherasha ya'ite azno. They are like the deaf asp that stoppeth her ear, that stoppeth her ear. Chemata lamo ki demuta chemata nachasha, kmo fetena cherash ya'ite azno. Asha lo yishma'a l'kola melachishi, chovera chvarima mechukam, that hearkeneth not to the voice of the charmer. Asha lo yishma'a l'kola melachishi, or of the most cunning binder of spells, chover chivari mechukam, chover chivarima mechukam, asher lo yishma'a l'kola melachishi, chover chivarima mechukam, ashera herasa shnemo befimo, maliteota kfrima netosh yaoa, break their teeth, O Elohim, in their mouth. Elohim, herasa shnemo befimo, break out the teeth, the cheek teeth of the young lions, O Jehovah. Malito ota kefri, netoshiyoa, break out the cheek teeth of the young lions. Elohim, herasa shnemo befimo, malito ota kefri, netoshiyoa. Yi maesua kamo maima yita halikuwa lamo, yidaroka chitsua kamo wa yita molalu. Let them, make them melt away as water that runneth apace. Yi maesua kamo maima yita halikuwa lamo, when he aimeth his arrows. Yidaroka chitsua kamo yita molalu, make them be as though they were cut off. Yidroka chitzo, yitroka chitzo, chitzayo, yitroka chitzo, kamo yita molalu. Kamo shablula temesha yahloka, nefele sheta bala chazua shamesh. Make them be as a snail who that which melteth and passeth away. Kamo shablul temesha yahlok, like the untimely birth of a woman. Nefele sheta, untimely birth, the fall of a woman, sense of abortion, untimely birth. Let them be as abortions. Nefele sheta bal chazu shamesh, that have not seen the sun. Bal chazu shamesh. Kumo shablula temesha yahlok, nefele. Nefela esheta bal chazu shamesh. Bit arema yaviua sirotekem at ada kmochai kmocharon yisaenu. Before your pots can feel the thorns. Bit arema yavinu sirotekem at ad. He will sweep it away with a whirlwind, the roar and the burning alike. Kmochai kamo charon yis arenu, kamo, like the chai, like the living, the green, the raw, like the living, the fresh, the living, ki kamo, kamo chai, kamo charon, and the burning, like the living, like the burning, like the green and the burning alike. The sense here, the Hebrew is variously explained as referred to the raw, the chai, and the partially cooked food, or the raw meat and the burning thorns, or the Revised Version translates this verse here as the green and the burning alike of the collected, some say of the collected fuel right here, according to the mashal. Bit rema yavinu sirotekem atada kamochai kamocharona yisarenu. Yismachel tzadika ki chaza nakom pe'amayowa yirhatza bedam harasha. The righteous shall rejoice when he seeth the vengeance. Yismach tzadik, The righteous rejoice, the righteous yismach tzadika, ki chaza, when he see, ki chaza nakom, ki chaza nakam, ki chaza nakom, when he seeth the nakom, the vengeance. Pe'ama yowa yirchata bedam harasha, he shall wash his feet in the blood of the wicked. Pe'amayo yirchat, pe'amayo his feet, his steps, pe'amayo, his steps, yirchat, shall wash. This must be judged by the ancient East, the hyperbole, right, and not always literally to be understood. The hyperbole, he shall wash his feet in the bedam harasha, in the blood of the wicked, of the ratchet, bedam harasha. Yismach tzadik ki chazan makom pe'amayo yirchat bedam harasha. We yomar radam ak pri latzadik ak yesh Elohim shoftim ba'aret. And men shall say, we yomar Adam, and Adam. And Adam shall say, and man shall say, Weyomar Adam, Ak pri latzadik, verily there's a reward, there's fruit for the righteous. Ak pri latzadik, Ak pri latzadik, verily and true for show. Ak, for show. Ak pri, fruit. Ak pri latzadik, Ak yesh Elohim, shoftim, ba'aretz, verily. There is a Elohim. There's Elohim. For sure, Elohim exists. Ak, yesh Elohim. For sure, judgment exists. There will be judgment. There's Elohim. Ak, yesh Elohim. Shoftim ba'aretz, that judges in the earth. Here, the verb, interestingly, is plural here. Usually, because of Hashlush HaKadosh, the Hebrew Trinity, the Holy Trinity, with Elohim, which could be interpreted as a plural majesty, correctly, the Trinity, the judgment name of he who be, who he be, Ha Elohim. Here, the verb is plural. That is unusual in this context of Elohim being the subject. So it can be reasoned, since this psalm is unjust judges condemned, and the Elohim, I have said ye are Elohim, not just gods in the Gentile secular sense, but in the Hebrew sense, y'all are judges. So therefore, that rise of the judges of sons. We yomar adam ak pri latzadik ak yesh Elohim shoftim ba'aretz.
Wayomar adam, and Adam shall say, humanity shall say. Right here, this is a psalm right here for the second day of Shavuot, of the harvest, and notice the language here. Wayomer Adam, and Adam shall say, speaking of humanity in general, in Genoa, Wayomar Adam, Ak, for sure, Ak, in the Hebrew, Ak, for sure, for real, for sure, Ak, Pri is fruit. Here, the reason for the season, the Shavuot, the harvest, the fruit of the Ruach HaKadosh, Ak, Pri, Latzadik, for sure, for real, verily, in truth, Pri, Latzadik, there is fruit, even the nine fruit of the Holy Spirit in Galatians, yes, I, Ak, Pri, Latzadik, Ak, for sure, Yesh Elohim, Elohim, the power, the true good, the true God exists. There is Elohim, Ak, for real, Yesh Elohim, for real, Elohim really exists. Ak, Yesh Elohim, Shoftim, the judges, Ba'aretz, in the earth. Yes, I, Rastafari. Shalom, Chavarim, Shalom, Lehitarot, until we see, until we meet once again on the air and the Irid. Yes, I, Sameach, Chag, Shavuot Sameach, happy. Yes, I rejoice. Yes, I grow the fruit. Yes, I till some more. Yes, I shalom, Chavarim. Shalom, Rastafari.